Rabbit, I thought, and tried to scramble up the pile while grabbing a broken board to beat him off. The pile collapsed. I went sliding down, kicking and cussing. The rat zagged out to be seen no more. He took him a good brag to hand his buddies. Raven got a big chuckle out of the whole thing. Hail, oh mighty hunter, terror of ratkind. Stuff it. I rolled me over and saw about a square foot of raggedy-ass canvas peeking out of the rubble pile. I had me a stroke of cunning. I stood up, dusted me off, and sat back down. They went back to their sniffing around. I dug the thing out, decided it was somebody's backpack, then decided it might be why our villain had made a stand here when all he really needed to do was duck through that hole and leave the soldiers sucking dust. What have you got there? Raven yelled when he noticed. Bowman's didn't say nothing, but his beady little eyes lit right up. They caught on quick. Raven wanted to open the pack right there. Bowman's told him, this isn't the place. Anybody could come along. Raven thought about sneaking into the building the killer had used to make his getaway. Great idea, only somebody had boarded up the hole from inside. Guess we might as well take it back to the temple, he said. The soldiers were waiting for us at the end of the alley. There were a dozen of them, and they were ready for trouble. We would have walked right into them if we hadn't had a tame wizard along to sniff them out. We backed off to talk. Bowman supposed all the exits from the maze of alleys would be covered by now. Pretty soon they would come in after us. He could get us out right now, but that would take so much flash and show, it would get Exile all twisted out of shape. Over the rooftops, then, Raven said, like it was obvious and easy. Great idea, but I'm an old man, sneaking up on 500. A wizard, not a monkey. Give him the pack case. He can cover his own butt and get it home to Mama. We'll play tag with the soldiers. Say what? Oh, yeah. Sure. You're the guy with style. You play tag with them. But I took the pack off. Bowman's wiggled into it. It was too big for him. Softly, he told me, don't take silly chances. She'll want you to come back. Chills up the spine and some more thoughts about what kind of a crazy man I was being here in the first place. Potato farming never looked so good. I don't know if Raven heard. He didn't give no sign. We went off and found a way up to the roofs, which was a crazy country of steep pitches, flats, chimneys, slate, copper, tile, thatch, and shingle. Like no two builders ever used the same materials. We stumbled and clunked around and did our damnedest to fall off and break a head or a leg, but something always got in the way. I might have been better off if I'd busted my bean. For a while, it didn't look like hunking around on the roofs was going to do no good. Whenever we took a peek to see if it was safe, there was some soldiers hanging out. But just when I asked Raven, how do you like pigeon? Because it looks like we're going to spend the rest of our lives up here. Some kind of hurrah.